The concept that I want to cover here is the concept of pain or pleasure. And I learned this back when I was in my early 20s, I was about 22, and I actually learned it from Tony Robbins. And basically how it goes is that people will do more to avoid pain than they will do to gain pleasure. Now, this tool, this technique, is something that is incredibly valuable, especially when you're trying to break through fears regarding dating, because you know what happens in this process is that all of your fears, your anxieties, the parts of you that you feel are less than, or things that you may feel that you're not good enough or not enough of in your life, or fear of doing something because you won't be loved. I mean, one of the two things that Tony Robbins says is that we have two primary fears, and that's fear that we won't be loved and fear that we're not enough. And these things come up especially when you're dealing with intimate relationships. And so, you know, that's what's amazing about, you know, being in relationships with women is that, you know, part of the purpose of that is that when you meet another person that has a part of themselves that they are really connected to, and you may not be that in touch with that part of yourself. You know, maybe you meet a woman that's very self-confident, and you might not necessarily feel very self-confident. Well, just the fact of being around a woman that has a lot of confidence tends to have an effect, especially if you don't feel as confident as you should be. And not only with women, but it applies with people in business. You know, I'm sure, you know, a lot of people have you've met successful people in your life that were intimidating, or maybe they seemed a little bit aloof. You know, same thing with actresses and actors in Hollywood. People, you know, look to these people that are very famous and very well known for their craft, and they just, you know, are very intimidated by them, and they place them on a pedestal. And if you've ever had the opportunity to get to know any of these people that are actually in the spotlight, you learn that, I mean, they're just regular people like everybody else. They've got problems just like everybody else has. And so, you know, basically the concept pain or pleasure, I'll give you a story about how this really was affecting me in my life and how I've learned this tool that I learned from Tony that I want to share with you because it's so critical to this process. And there's also an exercise where I actually take you through an exercise of how to use pain and pleasure to flip it around to get leverage upon yourself to make sure you take the actions and do the things that you know you should do so you break through the things that really scare you the most so you can overcome them and break through them and look back on it and realize that, you know, that fear was all just completely an illusion. So basically, when I was I was 22. I was in college. I had at that point, I'd been in college for 4 years, and I still had a good solid 2.5-3 years left of school to finish. And my parents had been paying for my classes, and I had a class that I had to take because I went to school for construction management. It was in it was a calculus class. And I'm sure, you know, many of you that took classes in college that, you know, may or may not have had calculus or been challenged by other math classes that were really hard. And basically what had happened is I had taken this class 3 times and dropped it. And when I learned this concept, I was able to realize what I was actually doing that was sabotaging my success. And basically, I was associating more pain with actually doing my homework than I was pleasure, and I'll explain what I mean by that. You know, if I had homework that I needed to do, usually I would. I'd already dropped this class 3 times, and the reason I'd always drop the class was that when it came time to study, I mean, one of the things I was really fearful of was that, I mean, I had to get this class out of the way, or else I couldn't graduate. And the thing that I was really fearful of is, what if I really try and apply myself and I'm not smart enough to pass this class? You know, if I'm not smart enough to pass this class, then that means this 4 years that I've already spent in school and all this money I've spent, you know, taking these classes, that I'm never going to get a degree. And if I can't get a degree, then I'll never be able to get the job that I really want to have. I won't ever be able to have my own business. I mean, I went on and on and on and on and on. And so when it came time to do the study, and I would think, I got to do my laundry now. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to go do grocery shopping. When I come back, I'll make myself a nice meal, and then I can sit down and really study. And then I, you know, go and I go grocery shopping, or I'd go ride my bike and exercise for a while, and I'd come back, take a shower, do whatever. And, you know, meanwhile, the time just keeps passing. And as the evening gets a little later, I'm starting to get a little more tired. I'm thinking, actually, there's Seinfeld's on. Let me, you know, I don't want to miss Seinfeld. And so I'd watch television, and then before I knew it, the night's over, and you know, then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll do twice as much homework tomorrow night. And then the next night would come around, it'd be the same thing. I'd find all of these other things to do as opposed to doing the things I really needed to do. Because I associated more pleasure with putting off calculus. I mean, you know, who wants to find out if they're, you know, too stupid to pass calculus? And that was my case. I was so scared that I wasn't smart enough to pass it that to me it was more pleasurable to not know what it was like to not pass that calculus. And so I found every excuse in the world. And so basically what happened as the weeks went by and the semesters, I would just, you know, keep putting it off. And then I'd be 3 weeks into the semester, and then we'd have our first test. And, you know, a lot of times in, you know, college, what I found was that, you know, usually you get to drop at least one test and it doesn't count. So we get 3 weeks into it. I would, you know, I'd go in to take the test. I'd try to, you know, I'd go, wow, I really have to study now. So then I'd try to cram. And I wasn't able to get through everything, and I would go in there and basically wasn't prepared. And I'd say, okay, well, I'll just drop this test here, and then you know, I still have all the rest of the ones in this semester that I can pass and do really well on, and I'll get caught up. And so 3 weeks into the semester, I'd put it off, and I'd go to class. I'd sit there, you know, and take the notes, and then I'd go home, and same thing. I'd always find a reason to put it off, and then I'd, you know, put it off till the weekend, and I'd say, okay, well, I can't go out with my friends this weekend because I got to do my calculus homework. And then I'd always find all these reasons to do stuff around the house, and I would tell my friends I couldn't go out with them because I had to do this calculus, and I ended up sitting there the whole day finding other things to do. Maybe I'd work on some of the other subjects that I knew I could definitely do well in. And, you know, I get middle of the way through the semester, you know, past the, to where the drop date was, and I ended up dropping the class because I was failing it miserably, and I was failing it because I was so scared of failing, and I was so scared of finding out that I might not be smart enough to pass this class that I didn't even try. So what this technique helped me to do was it helped me to recognize that I was associating pleasure with putting off doing my calculus homework to avoid the pain of failing. And basically what kept happening was I was failing anyway. So, you know, my being fearful of failing calculus is exactly what kept happening. I kept basically failing it. I would never keep it, you know, class all the way through the end. I would drop it where it, you know, it didn't count at, you know, after a few weeks into the semester. And so basically, you know, what would happen, and I'm three times I've taken this class, and I remember telling my dad, I said, yeah, I told him I'd gone through Tony's tapes. I'm going to finish school in 2.5 years at this point. And he just kind of laughed at me. He said, I'm not paying for any more of your classes. I'm tired of paying for classes and you just dropping them. And at that point, I thought, okay, well, the heck with it. Well, you know, I had some credit cards. And so I went and I paid for my classes that semester on credit cards. And then basically what I did, as I started turning this stuff around and using, I thought to myself, okay, if I don't do the homework that I have to do tonight, what's going to happen? You know, what are the negative consequences? Again, I'll have to drop the class. I will have wasted my own money this time. I will, you know, I'll never graduate. And I've taken all these classes. I spent all this money, my own money and money of my parents, and completely wasted. I don't even have a degree to show for it. And I'm going to feel like a total failure. And I'll never get the job that I really want, and I'll never make the money that I want, and I'll never be happy, and I'll never be able to get the wife that I want because I'm not making enough money. I mean, I completely flipped it around. I made it extremely painful to put off studying because I now understood what it was I was doing to sabotage my success. And so I basically used that principle to get me through college. And, you know, the interesting thing was is that I registered for calculus for the fourth time, and I was determined I was going to get through it. And so basically what I did is I had a big desk calendar, and I wrote down, you know, because we always had our homework assigned. The class I had only went to once a week for 3 hours, and it was actually a night class. And so I had this big calendar, and so Monday through Thursday, I would write down all of the homework that I was supposed to do each night. And usually with calculus, because a lot of the problems were like 2 or 3 pages long, you know, we would only have 4 or 5 problems, you know, to do a night. And so I actually sat down at the beginning of the semester and I said, I'm not putting it off. And even though the same things came up, the same fears, and I just flipped them around and said, here, what are the consequences if I don't do this? And what are all the positive things that will happen if I do? And I just, you know, was learned to use this as a tool to get leverage on myself to make me do the homework that I knew that I needed to do. So basically what happened is I did the homework every night. And, you know, the thing was interesting that I found through this whole process is that I spent so much time in my life putting off the things I knew I should do that, you know, now I'm actually scheduling my time and I'm sticking to it. I mean, I had a set schedule from the time I woke up in the morning to the time I went to sleep. And Friday night came around. I'd done all the homework I was supposed to do the whole week, and I can go out and I could party with my friends. And then the weekends, you know, Saturdays I had as a day off as well to just kind of blow it out with my friends. And then Sunday I would usually study. You know, sometimes like Saturday morning I would go and I had some drafting classes that I had to take for my degree, and I would, you know, I'd go to my office where I was working as a project estimator and an engineer and do some of the work in the mornings. And then I had all Saturday afternoon to get together with my friends and hang out and go to the sports bars and do all those things that I loved. And what I realized was that I had more time on my hands than I ever had. And even though I had a full load of 4 classes and, you know, I wasn't watching very much TV just because, you know, I was busy studying, but I just got productive and doing other things. And so this has been a great tool. I mean, it's at the point now where, I mean, 14 years later, I use this, I mean, with anything, whether it's like I don't feel like working out or I don't feel like doing something I should do, I just instantly start thinking, what are all the consequences if I put this off? So it's just an absolute amazing tool. I mean, people will do more to avoid pain than they will do to gain pleasure. And, you know, with calculus, I did my work every day like I was supposed to. And the thing that just blew my mind is at the end of the semester, when I finished, I got an A in calculus. And this was something that I was terrified of failure so much that I wouldn't even try. And so I was experiencing ultimate failure because I wasn't even trying. I wasn't even in the game. And what I realized by just breaking down my homework into little bite-sized chunks every day, I realized that it wasn't that big a deal afterwards. I mean, I wasn't that stressed out at all. I mean, it was just I always had a plan what I was supposed to do every day. And, you know, it's kind of like the old saying goes, it's like, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. And it's just any big goal in your life, especially with, you know, changing your relationships. I mean, it can be a very daunting task. And, you know, I know if you read through the book, or have listened to some of the other tapes in the dating process, it's a tremendous amount of information to learn. And that's, you know, why I encourage you to read the book 10, 15 times and to listen to the audio companions to the book and all these other things 10 to 15 times so you can really get it, because it takes practice. It takes practice breaking through these things. And so you can use this pain or pleasure tool to help you break through any kind of fear that you have in life, whether it's starting a business or making a new friendship or going after that big account that you really want to go after, or going after this job that you really want to have. You know, it's just anything that you want in life, you can use this as a tool. And this is, you know, out of all of the all the stuff that I've done with Tony Robbins over the years, I would say that's the one concept that has really impacted me more than anything. I mean, I spent a year in his Platinum Partnership, which, you know, between the membership fee of $65,000, the 4 Platinum trips that were anywhere from $5,500 to $6,000 a piece for those, plus my airfare to travel, you know, do his Master University events. You know, there was Date with Destiny, Life Mastery, there was Wealth Mastery, Leadership Academy. I mean, it was a $120,000 investment to, you know, to learn the best of the best that he had to teach. And he's a guy that's just read, you know, a couple thousand books at this point on, you know, from all the best personal development people out there. And this one concept of the pain or pleasure is something that's just impacted my life tremendously. And you can use this as a tool when you're feeling really scared and you meet a woman, you want to go up and talk to her, and all those little insecurities are coming up. You know, you can, you can use this tool to make, you know, what happens if I don't go talk to this woman? What am I going to miss out on? I mean, you can use this to break through those fears and go up and approach this person. And you know, everything, like I said before, once you break through something you're really scared of, you know, just like maybe when you were a little kid and you were first learning how to ride a bike. I mean, when I was first learning how to ride a bike, I mean, there was points, I still remember it today. I mean, I couldn't have been more than 5, maybe 6 years old. And I just thought, you know, I'm never going to learn how to ride this thing because I was always falling down and always falling over. But, you know, I eventually got over it. And what I learned that riding a bike wasn't that big a deal after all. And, you know, later in life, I learned to ride a unicycle. And that was something that was extremely challenging to do. But I saw people around me that were having the types of success that I wanted, and so again, it's an amazing tool. Use it, and it, you know, it will help you completely change and transform your life.